It's not often talked about, Victor, but the running game needs some help downfield. You guys blocking receivers, it's very important to get that running game going with you guys there, no?
Absolutely. I mean, we have to do a tremendous job on the perimeter with our blocking assignments so that those little intermediate runs can spring for an extra 10 to 15, and that could be a difference in the ball game. And I think we've done a good job of understanding that come this Wednesday in the meeting room and on the practice field, and we should be good to go.
Victor, what do you see as the biggest difference, I'm sorry if I've already been asked this, between their defense a year ago and their defense now? They seem to be pretty opportunistic with turnovers and big plays.
I think it's just a mindset. I think they got, some new guys in the secondary that have changed the culture and the dynamic a little bit. I think their guy safety has done a tremendous job. I think it's just their mentality to everyone going to the football, rallying to the football, and making the play has been a difference maker for them.
Victor, you have three rookies who have been playing key roles for you guys on offense. Are you still going?
I'm not necessarily worried. I think these guys understand the role that they play. I think they're talented, a talented crew that we have that are going to be playing as rookies. And I think they get it. I think they understand exactly what their role is, and they're going to play it, and they're going to go, whether it's catching the ball, whether it's running the ball downhill, physical, whether it's, catching the ball downfield, making a big play. I think they understand what their role is, and they just have to continue to do that. I'm just excited to go out there and play. I'm not worried about how I'm going to be defended. I just want to go out there and see what I'm seeing on film and reacting to that. And if things change during the course of the game, we can react that way. But I'm not really thinking about it. I just want to go out there, understand what I see on the film, what they've shown in the past, and we'll see what happens.
In the past, you've had some pretty big games against Philadelphia. Is that just you getting up for a big game, or is there a reason why you've been so successful?
I'm not sure. I think it's just myself seeing an opportunity, our offense doing a good job of making some play calls to get myself open, and just catching the ball and doing the best I can with it. I think just me and Eli just been on the same page against this team, and we've been in a little bit of a groove, and I think that's just been the difference maker.
Do you guys feel like you're in a groove now? I mean, your numbers are good, but I don't know that you've had that breakout game yet, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think we're definitely in a groove. I think when all of our receivers have three or more catches, when we're moving the ball downfield, when we're running the ball the way that we know how, and when the defense is playing the type of defense they're playing, I think we're definitely in a groove right now. We just have to continue that.
I mean, you and Eli, you know what I mean?
Oh, okay.
Have you kind of gotten in that groove yet where you feel like you're clicking the way you want to be playing?
I think we're in a groove in the sense of we understand everything that's being thrown at us, and I think it's just a matter of hitting other – finding those nuances and hitting everybody else and getting everybody else involved. But him and I, we understand everything that's going on, everything that's happening on the field. And it's not every time that he's made a check that I've been able to get the ball, but there has been times, like in Houston, when I was able to hit him for a big play and things like that. So we're just picking our poison right now. And as long as we're winning games and everybody's catching the ball and everybody's getting involved and we're making the big play, that's all that matters.
Victor, is this offense based more on taking what the defense gives you than has been on the
I think so. I think it's, there's a specific play call, and then there's variations of it depending on what coverage Eli sees and the things he wants to attack. So it's definitely a lot more based on what Eli sees and him making those checks.
You played in hostile environments before, but what makes Philadelphia different about their fans in that place?
Oh, man, they're just relentless about their team. They love their Eagles, and they make sure they show it, especially verbally when you're out there walking onto the field, entering that game for the first time. They definitely let you know how they feel about their team, and it's something that we understand and we're walking into, and we get it, and we have to be prepared for that.
It's pretty obvious that Atlanta was bracketing you on the inside, and they stayed single on the outside. Mm-hmm. Obviously, Odell made them pay.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta imagine that kind of coverage, you guys are gonna see teams adjust. Is it almost just a matter of waiting to see what opens up and then being able to take advantage of that?
Absolutely. I think there's just a matter of just picking our spots, understanding what the coverage is, what the defense they're trying to do to us receivers specifically, and just making our changes and making our checks and attacking those coverages, attacking those one-on-one areas, and making those big plays, which you saw this past Sunday.
Is that what you envisioned when you saw this offense on paper back in the spring?
Definitely. Definitely a lot of opportunities of Eli figuring out where the one-on-one is and making the big plays on it.